You're on Texas Standard Time.
Texas girls in foster care are getting pregnant at a rate 5 times higher than those who are not in the system. That's the shocking bottom line of last month's report by the nonprofit policy group Texans Care for Children. The response to pregnancy prevention usually falls into 2 general categories: promoting the virtues of abstinence and advocating access to birth control methods. Texas Standard's Joy Diaz looks at whether the outcomes might be different if there was a little more nuance to this issue. And a quick warning, by the way, some parts of the story are disturbing. Those listening with young ones may want to rejoin us in just a couple of minutes.
Honestly, it wasn't my idea to look at the nuances of pregnancy prevention. It took an expert to lead me in that direction, and that expert is Dr. Monica Faulkner at the Texas Institute for Child and Family Well-Being at UT Austin.
When you hear things like, you know, youth in foster care have a really high pregnancy rate, we have to make sure that we don't limit that conversation and the solutions to just birth control access. The access is an issue, but so is their holistic mental health and healing from trauma.
Take, for instance, the trauma in the story of just one child in foster care. Her name is Sandra Castillo, and she was only a toddler when she learned what sex was. Now, as a grown-up, she realizes the sex she knew was not the healthy, consensual kind, but the twisted kind where her mother would sell her for drugs.
And for the longest time, that's all I knew.
Castillo says sexual abuse was just part of her tragic upbringing in South Texas. She is one of 4 children and remembers her mother being gone days, sometimes weeks at a time.
So it was up to me to, you know, go in the dumpster or steal from stores to feed my brothers.
When Castillo was 6, the police came and found the children quite literally abandoned. And so began their journey in foster care, a journey that ended when Castillo turned 18 and aged out of the system. One nuance in her story, and perhaps the first layer of trauma Castillo experienced while in foster care, was separation. She and her siblings were split up, and she hated living with strangers.
I was deemed as unruly, oppositional, defiant, uncontrollable. I was apparently a very bad child.
What she was a little kid who was angry, hurt, and lonely. No one had ever taught her how to properly brush her teeth, or how to keep a clean room, or how to read or write. Her foster parents couldn't handle her, and she bounced from placement to placement. Before long, the cuteness of that 6-year-old was completely gone, and families no longer wanted Castillo, so she was placed in group homes, where perhaps the second layer of trauma came into play. She was raped. UT's Dr. Faulkner says she's heard stories like Castillo's time and time again.
You see that sexual abuse is always going to be at the top as a risk factor.
We don't know how many children are molested or raped while in Texas foster care every year. What we do know is that in 2015, U.S. District Judge Janice Graham Jack wrote that the Texas foster care system is a place, quote, where rape, abuse, psychotropic medication, and instability are the norm. She ordered sweeping changes. Still, in 2017, CPS confirms 43 children were sexually abused while in the system. What that means is that when a girl in foster care is pregnant, her pregnancy does not necessarily represent a failure of birth control access or a failure in her desire to abstain from sex, but it could very well reflect that that girl was raped while in state care. When thinking about ways to prevent pregnancies in foster care, one must consider all of the dysfunctional factors that contributed to the upbringing of these children. Let's flip that thinking for a second. Think about a healthy first step towards sexual maturity. For many people, that would probably sound like this.
My mom, she gave me like a book, and it just talked about like the changes in your body and like your period.
So I feel like it happened a couple of different ways, either through like family, through parents. As early as elementary school, we were having folks come in and talk about different things sexual health related.
I would say my mom, when I got my period at 13, she was really the first one to sit down with me and say, okay, this is what's going on with your body. Now that this has happened, you're, you know, able to get pregnant, so you need to be careful.
The voices of Elizabeth Apanda, Frank Chestnut, and Madison Hesse, kids who did not grow up in foster care. But if you're a child of the state, who's responsible for your sex ed? Is it your foster parents? And if they fail, are schools supposed to serve as safety nets? A recent study by the civil liberties nonprofit, the Texas Freedom Network, found 25% of Texas school districts have no sex ed programs at all. And 60% of Texas school districts teach abstinence only. Sandra Castillo says no one ever told her she would one day have a period. No one ever showed her how to use a tampon.
That is one of the worst, is when you hear stories like that.
Again, UT child welfare expert, Dr. Faulkner.
Girls who are just traumatized by getting their first period because nobody talked to them.
Despite the years of sexual abuse, Sandra Castillo did not get pregnant while in foster care. Her body wasn't biologically ready. But she did get her first period and her first pregnancy soon after she aged out at 18. And it saddens her to admit all three of her children were unplanned.
I didn't believe in abortions, so.
Kate Murphy with Texans Care for Children, the group that produced a study on teen pregnancies in foster care, says the next step for young people like Castillo is parenting. And that comes with a ripple of challenges.
Not completing their education, employment opportunities. Teens are not getting timely prenatal care, which puts their health at risk, and it also puts their baby's health at risk. And then we also saw that teens in foster care are at much greater risk of their children entering foster care later.
And that is something Castillo is trying to avoid with all her might. She and her girls recently overcame homelessness and found stable housing. Castillo's story continues to show that every challenge faced by children who go through the Texas foster care system is nuanced and multi-layered, including the one about their sexual education and health. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.